Thank you, Andrea. I'm really happy to be here. Andrea and I met at Cambridge when she was a grad student, and it was like my first residency anywhere. And I was pretty much adrift until I arrived at regular parties in Andrea's living room. So it's lovely to have this continuity, because that was many, many, many years ago now. My second book, Debbie, had just been published at that time. So it would have been 98, maybe, something like that. And I am going to read one poem from Debbie this evening, because I made a really fun discovery when I was at the British Museum a couple of days ago. When I'm in museums and galleries, I really enjoy copying down the information on the labels. I don't really know what you call that information, but you know what I'm talking about. The little signs on the wall that tell you what I'm looking at, tell you what you're looking at. And while I was writing Debbie, I had made a trip to London just to do a reading, and been astonished by the frieze of Amazons in the ancient Greek section. And at that time, it was before the renovation, and the Amazon frieze was in a kind of grubby little room in the basement. And amazingly, it had a text for each panel of the frieze describing exactly what you were seeing, which was basically a bunch of Amazons fighting. And now that they've kind of raised the frieze up from the depths and put it in an airy chamber, they've also severely edited their wall text. And so now it's up there with another battle, not an Amazon battle, a battle of satyrs, I think. But the entire Amazon frieze only has one measly little text that says something like, "You are looking at Amazon's fighting." So I used to be a little bit embarrassed about the appropriative nature of some of my work, but now I have the great experience of seeing it actually function in a documentary manner. So the museum text that this appropriates from and condenses no longer exists. So I find this kind of fabulous. So I'll begin by reading My Frieze. My very marrow when I pose in that intolerably cloistered skirt, like fidelity is sutured to armor's louche preposition, not opacity, not horror, not human, nor the frayed trope of Rome coiled into my body. Ah, only the perspex is really equal. Only the perspex is really equal. In either deferral or fantasy, I sit down on the pink satin lips inextricably to commission my frieze. Someone drags an Amazon like a dead, a kneeling Amazon, a fallen Amazon who, defended by a comrade, herself against an Amazon, at a fallen Amazon, an Amazon facing backwards, an Amazon armed with a word, pulling an Amazon, treading down an Amazon with a mounted Amazon from behind by an Amazon, over a fallen Amazon, an Amazon overcoming, striking down an Amazon, an Amazon striking from behind another Amazon to reciprocate in some hours, peeling soul, the small movement of streamers, painted spasms of flesh stuffing themselves into air, fucking gorgeousness garments of perspex rubbings. In this version, call it bureaucracy, Virgil. Let's just sit past looks in that calm way, open our decade slips when I confiscate love's shutter to rhythm, when and through the casual banner, my object dominion with medium of torso, of wire after lilac, with leatherette and resistance, phones seven worlds of difficulty and shame and newness. This corrosion of pixels at lilac is not my video soul. This, where I confect the speaking kiss, reconscious, brim the lucid technology of affect, and with vainglorious commitment, is for you.